Hello, caring viewers, and welcome to Good People, Good Works. On today's program, we feature Paper to Pearls, a project in which over 125 women from internally displaced persons or IDP camps in northern Uganda make colorful necklaces and other jewelry out of recycled paper. The items are then sold to a thriving market in the USA and other developed countries. The buyers are both delighted by the beautiful necklaces and honored to support a worthy cause. Paper to Pearls was started by Ms. Barbara Mahler, a vegetarian and president of Voices for Global Change, a nonprofit organization based in Washington, D.C., USA, that seeks to uplift socially, economically, and politically disadvantaged people around the world through mentoring and training. In 2005, Ms. Mahler took her first trip to Uganda, where she visited two internally displaced persons camps created by the Ugandan government to address the instability in the region. Approximately 80% of the residents of northern Uganda have moved to these sites. Ms. Mahler was deeply touched by the difficult living conditions at the camps and by the fact that approximately 1.8 million people live at these sites.
The women that we met had lived in the camp, most of them, for about 10 years. And they lived, as anyone can imagine, a very marginalized life. There was not much for them to do. So they lived there with their families, their entire families, and all of their children. These camps ranged in size from just a few hundred people to up to 60,000. Some of the larger camps were like small cities. The people were totally dependent upon humanitarian aid organizations for their support, for their living opportunities. So the World Food Program, for example, Doctors Without Borders, many of those kinds of organizations were essential to keeping the people alive.
Joyce Laker, an energetic, proactive Ugandan woman, arranged for Barbara to come to see the camps. Through a grant from CARE International, a humanitarian non-governmental organization, Ms. Laker had provided a trainer to teach the residents the unique craft of creating beautiful accessories from colored paper so that they could sell their work in nearby villages. She wanted Ms. Mahler to meet some of the artisans, or beaders as they are called, and see their handicrafts. When Barbara saw the incredible jewelry, she envisioned a wonderful opportunity.
I honestly fell in love with the possibility of what could happen if I, or people like myself, could create a market for this women's work in the West, primarily, of course, in America. And honestly, I couldn't let go of that idea. I met the women, interacted with them, fell in love with who they were, their spirit, that despite all these years of deprivation, they still could sing, and they still had hope, and they still believed that something was possible. Thus, they were setting about making this lovely jewelry.
Upon her return to the U.S., Ms. Mahler pondered how she could help those she had met.
I had never done anything in microenterprise before. I had never sold anything retail. I knew nothing about any aspect of what was going to be required to begin and to manage a project of this size, but I simply couldn't let go of the idea that this could really make a difference. This could help lift these people and give them some source of hope. So on the 1st of December of 2005, I said, okay, we're doing this. I don't know how it's going to go. We're going to make it up as we go along, but we're going to do it. And we officially launched what we called Paper to Pearls.
Voices Voices for Global Change then formed a partnership with the women's organizations in the Opit and Gulu camps, and the Ugandan artisans immediately began producing their wonderful handcrafted jewelry. The beads for the necklaces are usually made from the pages of unused calendars. Each page is carefully scored and then cut into long strips. The paper strips are then rolled into beads, and each bead is secured with glue. The beads are next coated with a non-toxic resin for sheen and durability, hung up to dry, and made into necklaces. The necklace's splendid colors come from the colors in the paper from which the beads are made.
Almost the first comment that anyone makes when they see our jewelry is, "I can't believe it's made of paper." And it's really true. It does not look like paper at all.
When we return, we will learn how the income generated from their handiwork has transformed the lives of these Ugandan artisan women. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Behind every beater, there are probably 30 people who benefit from her work. Not only her immediate family, but also all those members in the community who are benefiting from the fact that she has money to spend.
Welcome back to Good People, Good Works, as we continue our program on Paper to Pearls, a project in which female artisans from internally displaced person or IDP camps in northern Uganda create marvelous beaded necklaces, bracelets, and other accessories out of colored paper. The project is headed by Ms. Barbara Mahler, president of Voices for Global Change, an international charitable development organization. Ms. Mahler launched the marketing initiative for the jewelry, and although she began by selling the necklaces only over the internet, she soon discovered that the unique, handcrafted items drew the attention of many retail outlets.
We have a website and a web store, so that makes it available to anyone anywhere. We also sell jewelry through a number of retailers. We have retailers in the Washington, D.C. area. We have just started with a retailer in Scotland, we have a retailer in Australia, and we're getting a regular series of inquiries from people who are interested either in retailing in shops that they have in different countries, or who are interested in selling the beads on our behalf.
Mr. Edward Hart, owner of the Artfully Paper Store in Alexandria, Virginia, USA, carries a line of Paper to Pearls products and is pleased with his clients' responses.
Everyone likes the artistic aspect of this jewelry, and we have sold just a lot of these necklaces and bracelets and earrings. It's a beautiful product line. They like the uniqueness of it and the colorfulness of it. They love the fact that it's coming from a different land and that we could provide help for people.
Selling the necklaces and other accessories has brought a reliable source of income to the artisan women in the camps.
When people have been marginalized in the way that the women of northern Uganda have been, an opportunity to earn some income, whatever the amount of that income, is transformative. So as we began to buy the necklaces from the beaters in the program, they began to have income with which to enhance their food supply. So they wanted to supplement the meals that they had each day from one, in some cases, to two and then three meals a day. They needed to buy medicines. Most of my women are HIV positive. They needed medicines for themselves, for their children. They needed to be able to pay school fees for their children. It was hugely important to them. Their children would be able to go to school, even if they had not been able to. They can send their children also to secondary school. And I do have a beater who has sent two of her children to university based on the income she's earned from the project.
One program participant named Josephine provides an excellent example of Paper to Pearls' success.
I'm thinking of one of my beaters who is not married, and she said, I'm not married, but I do have responsibility for seven children. And there are no orphanages in Uganda, so everyone will take the children in. There is always a home for them somewhere within an extended family. So Josephine had responsibility for these seven children, and she said, when I first took them in, everyone laughed at me. They said, you're not even married. How can you take care of these children? And she said, now they don't laugh at me anymore. Now they look at me in a very different way. They're very proud. The children themselves see Aunt Josephine and think about her in a different way. And they say, oh, Aunt Josephine is really very special. Look what she can do. Look at the money she's earning. And Josephine, of course, sees herself in a very different way as well.
Florence, another participant, has also experienced constructive changes in her life after learning to bead.
Florence told me, you know, my relationship with my children has changed since I started this project, particularly with my daughters. Now, my daughter sees me in a different way. She now sees what a woman can do, that we don't have to wait for our husbands to do something for us, to bring the money to us, but we can go out and earn that money ourselves.
We asked Ms. Mahler where she sees the Paper to Pearls program heading in the future.
Our goal right now, currently as of June 2009, is to begin to graduate the women out of the Paper to Pearls program itself and into locally sustainable businesses. If in 12 months' time I can look at my 125 beaters and see them moving successfully into their own local businesses that are sustainable there in their own villages and towns, in their own country, that will be the height of achievement for me. Then, of course, we have the option of continuing to operate Paper to Pearls, to be able to bring new beaters into program, to give them income, to teach them how to save their money, and then eventually to graduate them out of the program.
We thank heaven for programs like Paper to Pearls that enable the underprivileged to not only help themselves, but also improve many other lives in the process. We are very grateful to Ms. Barbara Mahler for establishing this laudable project and to the beautiful Ugandan women artisans who are bringing greater joy and beauty to the world through the splendid accessories they create. Thank you for watching today's Good People, Good Works here on Supreme Master Television. Now, please stay with us for the world around us following noteworthy news. May you enjoy ever greater abundance and happiness with each passing day.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.